NWP Radio.
You're listening to NWP Radio, a production of the National Writing Project.
NWP.
Welcome, listeners. This is NWP Radio, a production of the National Writing Project. Today, I am really excited to be talking with the founder and managing director of Novely, along with two youth authors who have their work published through Novely. We're going to jump right in here to get started, but before we get to the questions I have for my guests today, I'm going to give each of them an opportunity to introduce themselves. So we'll start with you, Anna. Would you go first?
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us. My name is Anna Gabriela Casalme. I go by Anna. I use she, her pronouns. I live in San Francisco. And like Rachel said, I'm the managing director and founder of Novely. I don't have any works published with Novely because I'm not a youth author, but I do have my own current writing projects, one of which is a middle grade mystery series.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Anna. I'm delighted to have you here today. And next we have Ace. Ace, will you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes, of course. Hi, guys. I am Ace Bell. I use A and B in my writing. I use he, they pronouns, and I'm currently a 19-year-old freshman at the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. However, I was a senior in high school at Romulus High in Michigan as well when I wrote my novella, The Royal with Two Faces. The Royal with Two Faces is a story that's coming of age about a princess and a high schooler who pretty much fall in love.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ace. I'm so happy to have you here today. And we also have Isla. Isla, will you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Isla. I use she, her pronouns. I'm 18 and a freshman at Oberlin College in Ohio. I wrote the novella Up Above and Inside Out, and it's about Luna, a 12-year-old girl who can travel to her own world with a drawing. And she's fine ignoring the real world completely until she learns about climate change. And I was a senior in high school when I wrote my novella.
Awesome, thank you. Again, I'm really happy to have all three of you here today, and I think we're gonna have a really lovely conversation about Novely and about your writing and how we sort of got to this point in time where you have some work published through Novely. But first, Anna, will you tell us about Novely? For people who don't know or aren't familiar with it, what's the history of Novely? How did it get started? How does it work? How would you describe it, sort of your elevator pitch to someone who's learning about what Novely is?
Definitely. So Novely is, even just from the name, you can tell that there's the word novel. And then we also have Novely, which is an adverb meaning to do something in a new or novel way. And we are on a mission to publish diverse teenage authors and get their books taught in classrooms so that every student can feel seen and inspired by what they read. When we started, we actually didn't have the youth authors program that Isla and Ace were a part of. What we started with was a very simple writing contest in 2020. Basically, when we were first starting out, we were looking for already published fiction that we could create teaching resources around. But, you know, with 2020, so many things happened and it was a chaotic and overwhelming time for a lot of different reasons. And we just could not find literature that could speak to that. And so our solution was, we thought, okay, you know, let's see what happens. Let's start a poetry contest. And we also accepted essays from teenagers all over the country, everywhere from Alaska to Texas to New Hampshire. And we were blown away by what all of these different students submitted. Some of these pieces, you know, it's been years and I've read them many, many times, but some of them make me tear up still to this day. Like, I think about some of the few pieces that come to mind are one essay written by a student whose parents both work in a hospital. And she would sit in her Zoom class wondering if, like, that day was the day that she would get a call that her parents weren't coming home. So I think about those stories. I think about a few poems that were in reaction to Stop Asian Hate and Black Lives Matter. And it just it made me realize, me and my team realized that we have so much to learn from youth writing. And these talented young writers deserve a place to be published and honestly to have their literature be studied and respected and amplified in the same ways that literature by adults, and even adults who have been long past, are still celebrated to this day. So this contest that I alluded to has evolved over the past 4 years into a year-long program to support youth authors like Isla and Ace here today in bringing their vision for a novella to life. So these students proposed a story, completed it with the support of a coach, co-created teaching resources with me around their novella, published in our digital library, and they talk about their work on podcasts like this. And we love the work of the National Writing Project, and we're so excited to be here because we share that same idea that writing is so important. And we hope that literature by youth authors like Isla and Ace can get in the hands of more students, because we see two things happen. The first thing that happens when we see students engage with this, with youth author literature, is that they often say this is one of the first pieces of literature that they've read in class that feels like it's actually super relevant and engaging and authentic to them and their perspective. The second thing that we see happen is that they're just excited to read and write more, which makes sense. If you were a student and you find out, oh wow, this piece that we're reading is by someone who's my age, and who is of my generation, it just makes sense that you would feel more excited and inspired and think, maybe I could do that too. So all in all, just wanted to say that we are huge fans of the National Writing Project, and I am so glad that you'll be able to hear more from Isla and Ace about their experience and about their love of writing and their novellas.
Thank you so much, Anna. And we're huge fans of Novelly for a lot of reasons, but one is exactly what you're talking about. We at NWP, we see the power of giving students, young people, the opportunity to go public with their writing, to write in ways that feel like real world. And the extension beyond that is thinking about how the audience for that writing, right? Like as a writer, you think of having an opportunity to write something that's published, and then as a reader, to be able to read writing from their peers and other youth, and having that perspective like represented in writing. So we believe in all of those things and are passionate about them and love the way that Novelly actually makes that happen for students in a really authentic way. So thank you for that overview. So now I have a few questions here for Ace and Isla, and we'll see what else comes up in our conversation. But Anna told us about the background for Novelly and where it came from, and I'm interested from your perspective as young writers, how did you learn about Novelly? And then what made you want to invest in your writing this way? And specifically, if you have anything to say about this, what inspired the novella you wrote during the program? And Isla, would you go first on this one?
Yeah, sure. So I learned about Novelly from a NaNoWriMo email newsletter. And so I've been doing NaNoWriMo since like middle school off and on, when one of my teachers told me about it. So even if I'm not necessarily doing it that year, I still get the newsletters. And I saw in one of them that it was talking about this writing opportunity for youth authors. And you know, it seemed really cool. And I was like, oh, you know, I might as well apply for it. I didn't know if I'd get in, but then I did. So that was really exciting. And I got to do this program. And I wanted to invest in my writing this way because it was a really good way of giving me motivation and holding me accountable to write every week. And then I got a finished product at the end of it. And that was really awesome. What inspired my novella was, I think I've really been wanting to write something about how climate change is like affecting kids and classrooms and, you know, the dynamic between schools and parents. But I didn't really have a way or an idea to do that, until I did this program. And then I wanted to combine my love of like magical realism fantasy with, this idea that I'd had for a while.
Great. Thank you so much. That's super helpful in thinking about, you know, a young person who might get involved in this situation and how, or working with Novelly and how they might, you know, get started, but also what might come before and, you know, specific inspiration there. So what about you, Ace? Can you tell us about how you learned about Novelly and how you felt motivated to invest in your writing this way?
Yeah, so I am no stranger to sending in my works of writing to like different online sites. I have something published on Write the World as well. And Novelly, of course, showed up on my Instagram feed one day because, you know, I'm just a writer who sends my stuff on websites. And I was like, well, it's another website. Let's do it. Let's just do it. But one of the things that really pushed me to send my work into Novelly is that it was so much bigger than anything I had ever done. Like, I had never really wrote a full novella before. The most I had ever written was a short story or a poem that was like way shorter than what I wrote for The Word with Two Faces. So I thought about it and I was like, why not? I get a coach. I get to talk to people who know what they're doing. Let's try it. So I didn't think I was going to get in, especially since what I wrote was very, I want to say rushed and kind of just a bunch of ideas like that were already floating around in my head that I hadn't really thought out fully, but I got in and I ran with it. I definitely wanted to write this novella in particular because it was during a time where I was seeing a lot of hate towards my community, both the LGBT community and the Black community. And I just combined them into this story that, of course, has fantasy elements because I'm a sucker for fantasy. And I really just wanted to spread awareness towards all of the things that were happening in the world and all of the things that I had experienced personally, which I can see come out in my writing a lot. A lot of my writing has different elements and experiences of things that I have personally experienced. And I think that's what really inspired my novella. And it allowed me to just like further advance it, even though it was this small little idea that I submitted to Novelly before even thinking about it.
Thank you. Yeah, that's really helpful too, to even think about the different perspectives, how you got in and publishing in different places. And even as we were both talking, I knew this, but you both wrote a novella. You wrote a whole thing and had it published. And that is not a small accomplishment. So it's really cool and exciting that you were able to do it. And also, I can't possibly do a radio show like this without inviting you to share some of your writing, because I know people want to hear a little bit of your writing. So I'm hoping that each of you will share just a little bit, and that you would also tell us about why you chose the excerpt you chose, or what you love about the excerpt. So Ace, would you go first?
Yeah, of course. The lines that I will be reading today are the opening lines of The Royal with Two Faces. So they're from chapter one, which is titled Royal by Day Another. What does a high school student look like? I mean, sure, everyone looks different. But what has society painted a high school student to look like? Do the girls wear high ponytails and dingy Converses and Crocs? Do the boys wear baggy jeans and backwards baseball caps? In essence, what will make me fit in? What will make me stand out? And what will make me fit in but also stand out at the same time? Do the popular girls carry trendy backpacks, or do they carry nothing at all and let their subjects carry everything? Do the popular boys weight train every day after school, or do they run to the gymnasium to flirt with the cheerleaders as they practice? Is it absolutely horrible that I'm so confused about societal standards and people my own age? What makes or breaks popularity for teenage boys and girls? And what about for the people in between? So this excerpt was very important to me, as it kind of highlighted my own life during middle school and high school. I was a very shy kid, and I kind of just like stayed in the shadows, and I didn't really know exactly what made me not fit in. A lot of places that I went to school at, for context, I am someone who has been pretty much around the way when it comes to schools. I have been to 14 schools in total, 15 if you count my college. So I am no stranger to trying to fit in at each and every school environment that I've went to. And one of the things that always came up is, how could I possibly fit into this new environment that isn't really acclimated to who I am? Because a lot of the places that I attended were unfortunately homophobic or racist or both. And so I tried my best to kind of just keep my head down or to just try to fit in the best way that I can, but I never really truly learned how to do so. And I feel like Janina, since she is a princess and has never been to public high school before, she also feels this way. And it just is reflected in not only how she feels in the story, but how I felt in real life.
Yeah, and like back to Anna's point from earlier, how a lot of students probably feel, right? And trying to figuring out where they are and how to make sense of their environments. You can really see in these opening lines how this could speak to a lot of young people who are navigating some of the same challenges. Thank you so much. Isla, what about you? Would you share a little bit of your writing and tell us about why you picked it?
Of course. So I also chose the opening lines of my novella too. So this is from chapter one. Luna, Luna, a voice swirled over her head, barely audible. Teachers are really the worst, she grumbled, staring at the bright blue sky above. The wind blew gently, rustling the leaves in the trees and tossing around a butterfly making its way across her vision. Nothing like school. A head shoved itself into her line of vision. Luna, you have to go. I know. She made no move to get up. Luna. Luna felt a tug on her body. Is she shaking me this time? Who cares? You have to go. It'll drag me out in a few seconds anyway. Calm down. The grass was so soft. The breeze was so nice. The colors started blending together. See? You'll be back tomorrow? Rowan asked as she sat up. She smiled in response to the familiar question. It was the same every time, a ritual they started before Luna could even remember. Tomorrow, later today, depends on this teacher, really. Her smile widened. There's a reason I sit in the back. If Rowan gave a response, she didn't hear it, as she felt a tug deep in her core, a yank that dragged her up, up, up into the gray boring up above. In this case, first period science class. So I picked this excerpt because I think the most proud of it and how I managed to contrast this like world that Luna loves because of how different it is with how much she doesn't want to go to what she considers the real world, which is science class and school and everything. And so she's content to just sleep in the back of the class, but she hasn't learned, and she will soon, that there's, real issues in the real world that she does actually end up caring about. And so I really wanted to establish this contrast from the very beginning of the story.
Thank you so much. I have to say, again, as I'm listening to each of you read, there's so much power in hearing what you've selected from your own writing. Of course, the pieces as a whole, your whole novellas are beautiful and there's a lot there. But then when you get to hear a writer pick a piece from their own writing and then read it in their own voice, there's a lot that's really powerful about that. So thank you so much for doing that. I also know it's kind of like a vulnerable thing to do to share your writing. So I really appreciate that you've done that here. Okay, I have one more question for both Ace and Isla, and either of you can jump in here to get us started, and we can just talk for, back and forth about what you're thinking. But I'm wondering, young people often are wondering, like looking for advice about writing. And I would love to know what advice you each would offer to young people when they're thinking about getting started, either getting started with writing a single piece or getting started with writing in general, or even thinking about getting started with publishing. So what would you tell other young people who want to know how they can get started?
Hey, I can jump in quick first. I think The biggest thing for me is that I get a lot of random ideas at random times in the day. So I make sure to have like a separate note on my notes app or have a reminder that just has ideas that I've thought of throughout the day, and I'll just quickly jot them down so that I don't forget them, and then I'll come back to them later when I'm looking to write something longer and try and incorporate them into my writing.
Similar here, I also get these random ideas throughout the day and I jot them down right away. It doesn't really matter what I'm doing, even if I'm in class, like I'll pull out my phone real quick, jot it down. It doesn't have to really be perfect. It can be like really loose. Sometimes like it's only like a sentence or two, but then afterwards, I'll go back in and refine it and try and create real details. And even if it's just a premise or a concept, like get the general idea down, especially if it's something that's like super special to you. I personally use the Evernote app. It's a free app and they're are like different little templates on there for story and character building. And I find it really helpful when I'm actually writing and I want it to be a real story and not just like some little memo. As far as publishing goes, I took advantage of a lot of English department journals and competitions. In college and even high school, there will be like random competitions for like poetry or any like short story, usually. I take advantage of a lot of those. And like as you go up in college, sometimes they're like worth money. So I would also take advantage of it just for that. You can also go through Novely like we did. It would be awesome. Like I loved it. I had a lot of fun writing my story here. And I think all the young writers would have fun too. You can also become an independent writer as well. A lot of people publish their work on Amazon, and it's really not that expensive, especially if you have a small job. So it's never too late or too soon. I feel like you should just do it if it's something you're really passionate about.
Rachel, can I actually add something?
Yeah, please.
Something just came to me. As Ace and Isla were talking, I remembered when we did virtual info sessions for their program. So we had some virtual info sessions leading up to the deadline for the 2023 cohort, which Isla and Ace are a part of. And I remember our intern at the time followed up with students who showed up to the info session but ended up not applying. And what they said was that they didn't apply because they didn't think they were good enough for the program yet. And I really want to take this opportunity to push back on that because what we're looking for is writing and stories that are missing from the world right now. And that's the most important thing to me because, when I talked about the contest winners that I alluded to earlier, and then also, I remember like the moment I read Ace and Isla's applications and the story that they proposed. And I'm not the same for having read these pieces of literature. And I think that is what great literature does. It's not written a specific way, it's not about only a certain amount of topics. It is literature that transforms you, even if it's in the smallest way. So, my piece of advice for young writers, and I think about those students who didn't apply but showed up, is you have a unique voice. You're more creative and imaginative than I promise you a lot of adults because we lose that as time goes on. So you have a great idea there and a very unique way of telling it and something that's missing. So we would love to see it. And I know a lot of other publications that and other youth publishing and creative writing programs we partner with would also love to see it.
Yeah, and I definitely took note as Ace was talking, and just saying like I didn't think it was ready, or I didn't spend as much time as I wanted to on this piece. I was surprised that I got published. The fact that you said that, Ace, and I imagine there's students who might be in a similar position where they're like, I really want to do this, but I don't feel like I'm ready, or it's not good enough. So thank you, Anna, for that. reminder and push for people to consider this. And also, I just writing in stories that are missing. I think that's so important. This is an opportunity to bring forth voices, writing stories that haven't been heard before, haven't even been told before. So thank you. And I actually, and I'm wondering as we wrap up, I realize we didn't plan for this, but like, what do people do? You know, Ace was saying a couple different ways you might get started. And one of them was go through Novely. So the question is, can people go through Novely? We hope that people would hear this and probably feel, young writers feel inspired, teachers will feel inspired. So if that's the case, what can people do? And I'm leading to the fact that there's an opportunity coming up really soon. So would you talk a little bit about that as we close up, Anna?
Of course. Yeah, I'm happy to. So we have applications that we are reviewing for the 2024 cohort. The deadline is May 1st, and we look forward to reading them. But if you are not a youth author who's or a youth writer who's interested in applying to the program, feel free to also read through the literature, read through the pieces, read Up Above and Inside Out and The Royal with Two Faces. And that also goes if you're a teacher and are interested in these works as well. I think reading the library can benefit everyone, not just young people. And I think there's a lot that adults can get out of reading youth author literature as well.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of different ways teachers might look to bring things into their classrooms to provide their students opportunities to read these stories too. So thank you, Anna, that's helpful. And really, I'm so grateful to all three of you for making the time to be here, for writing, for being brave and putting your writing out there in the world for other people to hear your stories. So thank you so much, Anna, Ace, and Isla, for being here. I hope you all have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks for having us.
You're listening to NWP Radio, a production of the National Writing Project. NWP.